today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear friend. Inshallah, you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to us. First, we'll look at the calendar. Then we're going to speak about promoting humanity. So please be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
Today, Wednesday, is the 13th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Hujurat, verse 13 of the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it. We bless this moment. Then we come back and speak about the important point which we can learn from this ayah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhan nas in خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير.
O mankind, indeed we have created you from male and female, and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is knowing and acquainted.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Islamic faith rejects all racial, political, ethnological, tribal, geographical, economic, intellectual, cultural, social, and military segregations and places fear of Allah as the standard for distinction between virtues and vice. The blessed verse in question addresses the members of the human society and thus expresses the most significant principles guaranteeing discipline and stability and a true standard of human values against false values.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
as we follow today's special under the title of Promoting Humanity, we reach to this point that Islam as a religion does not deny the natural instinct and emotions in a human being. It instead teaches us how to manage or overcome them, the need to feel belong to a group, to socialize, to cooperate with one another is ingrained in humanity. While associating ourselves with people of similar backgrounds is an unavoidable part of human nature, it can impact negatively on society if left unchecked, producing an un versus them mentality, leading to problematic stigmas and ideologies such as xenophobia, which is being prejudiced with people from other countries.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How can we be a better human? What does Islam or other religions say about achieving success to be a better person, a better personality, or to be a human? The next factor that we wanted to look at, and among the factors that we wanted to list and enumerate about the ways to make us to make us a better human, a better person, is seeking counsel. One of the keys to success in attaining one's goals is to benefit from others' experience, knowledge, thought and capabilities, consultation and benefiting from the strengths and experiences of others help reduce errors and speed up programs to achieve the goal of life. People who consult others in important matters are less likely to fall into any errors. They are most likely to succeed, make progress and headway in life. When a person seeks others' opinions, he broadens and enlivens his thinking. He adds the intelligence of others to his own and is protected from narrow-mindedness and mistaken thinking tracks. He is more likely to get support for the decisions he makes. It also leads to a greater appreciation and respect, for others. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, "Whoever seeks advice from the intelligent ones becomes enlightened with the light of intelligences and is guided in the right path."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
On the continuation of today's special, we'll look at repudiation of racial discrimination. In human history, racial discrimination has long been a cause of injustice. One important aspect of Islam is that it regards human beings as equal children of Adam. As a religion, Islam does not recognize the racial discrimination among people. In his farewell sermon, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family repudiated the discrimination based on race and color. Islam recognizes no distinction among human beings based on color, language, or tribe. All are considered equal in receiving human rights and in discharge duties. According to Islamic teachings, no privileged or chosen class exists except those having piety or moral excellence. A Quranic injunction forbids the Muslims to underestimate others. Assuming that there will be natural differences in social status and income among individuals, which is the natural outcome due to the differences in personal talents and efforts, a sense of brotherhood towards fellow Muslims, and a general sense of humanity towards every human being have been suggested to be cultured to further establish equality in society.
Oh.
brothers and sisters, today is the demise anniversary of Lady Fatima Umm al-Banin. Let's learn about her. Throughout Islamic history, only a handful of women have emerged as models of perfect womanhood in all legitimate social and religious domains. In addition to the four leading women of world, ladies Maryam, Asiya, Khadija, and Fatima Zahra, peace be upon them all, there are several women without whom the religion of Islam would have generally stumbled. Fatima, more commonly referred to as Lady Umm al-Banin, peace be upon her, ranks among the most esteemed and pious of Muslim women to this date and will remain so due to her courage, piety, and steadfastness towards the Prophet and his household, peace be upon them. Her life, despite the fact that she was a fallible being like the rest of us, presents countless lessons that illustrate the type of character and sincerity we can obtain and reach. May Allah's peace be on her soul.
I would like to talk about the worth of a human being from the Islamic point of view. And as a preamble to that, let me talk about, you know, the position of human being in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a human being as a social being, and they actually need one another. Let me use an example which I use actually in a very different context, but here also, you think of the breakfast that you had this morning. Majority would have bread, isn't it? Or paratha or something like that. Okay, but take the example of, you know, a loaf of bread. When you look at that bread, you know, if you start questioning, you know, where did this bread come from? The first answer would be that, you know, I bought it from the grocery store. The second question would be that where did the grocery store get that bread from? And they will say they bought it from the bakery if they don't have their own bakery. Where did the bakery get the bread for? Well, they put the flour, the salt, and water, mixed it up, and this is how they, you know, bake the bread. And the question will come up then, where did the bakery get the flour from? Well, they'll say, well, they got the flour from the flour mill. The question would be that where did the flour mill get the flour from? Well, they have to buy wheat from the farmers, and that is how they will, you know, change it into flour. The question would be, where did the farmer get the wheat from? Well, he does the farming. He puts in the seed in the ground, waters the field. And this is where we see that the seed is there, the earth is there, the water is there, and the sun is there. Sun rays is also a very important element. And this is where, you know, just looking at that simple loaf of bread on your breakfast table, if you really start asking questions, you will eventually be led to your provider, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this example, my point here about interdependency, the question is, to get that one single loaf of bread, how many hands, you know, were involved in there? And this is where you come to realize the social, you know, dimension of a human being.
That was all for today's special, and of course, to promote humanity. Inshallah, we continue this topic. So follow us on parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.